And what is it about us? Because I've never gotten in a conga line and danced with a carpet vendor or the guy who we hire to bring to fix the HVAC in the building, what? Right? Like, we don't hug those people, but in travel, we hug each other. We dance together. We get in ridiculous conga lines. We cry when we have to part. Like, where do we come from? I never danced with the guy who I bought office supplies from. It just did, you know, like. You know,
and that's the surprising fact.
Yeah, that is a little surprising, man.
Welcome to Connections with BCD Travel, an ongoing conversation about the modern day travel program, the impact of technology and digitization, and how travel buyers can take control and drive change. Each episode leaves you with practical, actionable advice and solutions to support a variety of program needs. Let's start connecting.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Connections with BCD Travel. I'm Chad Lemon. I work in digital strategy and advancement at BCD, and I'm one of your Connections hosts.
And I'm Miriam Moscovich. I lead the partnerships and intelligence team at BCD Travel. You're joining us for a very special episode here on Connections. On May 11th, it was announced that John Snyder, BCD Travel's CEO, would be retiring after 30 years with the company.
And while we were all sad to hear this news, we know two things. The entire company is excited to welcome our incoming CEO and former BCD CFO. And second, that John Snyder will be living his best life starting July 1st.
That's right. And speaking as someone who's been with the company about two-thirds of my adult career, my time working with John has mostly been around bringing some new ideas and concepts to BCD Travel, and John has always led with curiosity. Everything's always worth a conversation to talk about possibilities.
And that's so cool to hear, Miriam. And while I'm still relatively new to BCD, I get where you're coming from. John has fostered an amazing culture here for sure. But why are we hogging all the spotlight? John, hello. Welcome to Connections. We are so thankful you're joining us today.
I'm happy to. And, you know, thank you for having me. And thank you for those wonderful comments to lead it off. I hope I'm entering a new stage. This can be the best stage of my life. So I hope you guys are right on that. But I'm really happy to join before I head off into the sunset here in about a week.
John, we're so glad you're here to leave this digital soundbite for the BCD archives. So if you're ready, let's jump in.
Let's do it.
So this might be an impossible question to answer on a podcast, but can you take us through your BCD journey? How did you get to where you are today?
It really all sort of started in the early 90s. I really, out of the blue, I was working for a U.S. bank out of Minneapolis in their corporate credit card division. And out of the blue, I received a call from a gentleman named Alf Ray, who, unbeknownst to me, was the president of a company called World Travel Advisors down in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said, hey, we've got one of our biggest customers, CNN Turner Broadcasting. Could you come down and do a presentation with me next week to the head of travel and communications for Turner Broadcasting? I said, well, sure, I'll take the day. Come on down. So I flew down to Atlanta, and we went in and did a presentation to Bill Shaw, who is the leader over the travel organization and the expense and reporting side of their business. And after that presentation, Alf and I went and had a quick lunch and, you know, just sort of hit it off. And about a week later, I was back in my office in Minneapolis, and I got a call from Alf asking if I'd be interested in coming to work for World Travel Advisors. Never had really thought about getting into the travel space before that, but I gave it some thought, and we chatted back and forth for a couple months. And next thing you know, I was packing my stuff and moving down to Atlanta, Georgia to work for what was originally World Travel Advisors, now BCD Travel. So they hired me initially to really start up their sales organization. They had a few salespeople, but nothing really coordinated or managed, as you will. So my job was to come in, sort of formalize that, bring on some new salespeople, and really get the company ramped up, because we had been acquired by John Van Vlissingen and his family. And their goal was to really grow this thing and become a major player in the travel space. So I spent my first year and a half sort of getting the sales organization into place and getting everything coordinated, getting a formal proposal process in place that didn't exist, and really sort of getting us out there in the market. And then after a year and a half, I was fortunate enough to move into an operations role, which, you know, in fairness, was not my real expertise. Probably one of the toughest year and a half or 2 years of my life. But it was a good time for me because I learned the extreme importance of our people while I was running the operations for that almost 2 year period. So then after that, I moved into a account management role for a couple of years. And then from there on into some senior leadership roles, originally running the Southeast region for then now World Travel Partners. We went over, we changed brands a couple times during my years at BCD. So I was running the Southeast region and then eventually moved in as chief operating officer, then president, and then CEO. So that just sort of gives you a little quick snapshot of my very long 31 year career with BCD Travel.
I never heard that story before. That's really great.
I almost didn't take the job because it was, you know, I was like, travel company, I'm working, I got a great job at a bank in Minneapolis. Why do I want to move down to Atlanta, Georgia and work for a small little travel company? But I took the leap of faith and here I am.
What do you think convinced you in the end? What was it that tipped you in the favor to come over to the travel industry?
I think it was just trying something new and having, I think I really did see it as an opportunity to be in on the bottom floor of something that I was really sold was going to be big. And, you know, we had a billionaire investor behind us, John Van Vlissingen, and, you know, he wanted to roll up the space and really, you know, become a major player. And I just thought, you know, how many times you get the opportunity to be in on the bottom floor. I mean, when I started at BCD, I think there were less than 500 employees. I don't remember the exact headcount, but I think it was south of 500 employees. So it was a pretty small, more regional travel company back in the day. And I just thought, you know, if they've got the funding and the energy and the appetite to grow this thing, this could be really interesting. And, you know, look what happened over the 31 years. Been pretty wild.
John, you've been around a long time and you've seen just about everything, right? So through all that time and through all those changes, what have you focused on as CEO? What were your priorities to ensure our success?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy one. The two things we've always focused on the most at BCD is the travel buyer and our people. You know, number one, my job as CEO was to make sure that BCD was always evolving in a way that sort of matched up with our clients' ever-evolving needs. I mean, man, I look back over those 31 years, how things have changed over that period of time. So, you know, it's really that old saying, skating to where the puck is going to be, not to where the puck was. You know, that's really a motto in travel. You've got to be sort of ahead of the game and skating to where the puck is going to be. And it's all about investing in the right areas at the right time, you know, with the end goal being to, you know, hopefully exceed our clients' expectations and grow our business at the same time. So that's really what, you know, the focus was. We're a service industry at the end of the day. We may be powered by technology, which is a huge part of what we do, but everything depends on the people who take care of our clients, and we have to take care of them. You know, saying clients and employees sounds a little bit easy in some respects, but there's really a lot of tough decisions that need to be made to prioritize between the two. And I guess that's why the buck stops with me, because it's making those tough operational, commercial, and financial decisions that really has allowed us to flourish and grow and be successful over the years.
I want to talk a little bit about milestones. What are some of the moments that stand out in your memory that really drove change in our industry?
Oh man, Chad, that's a tough one, because with more than 30 years, that gives me a lot of things to choose from. But I'll try to narrow in on a couple things. You know, I think one of the big ones that sort of comes to mind very quickly was the advent of e-tickets. You know, I remember those days. I mean, think about it. For so long, you'd be heading to the airport with a paper ticket in your hand, and that was your security blanket. And I remember quite a few times leaving for the airport without my paper ticket. So I probably wish that back then I would have had an e-ticket, but you know, that was just the reality of the day. And we had an extensive delivery network where we would deliver tickets all over the country. I mean, it was just a very different world. And e-tickets was a tough transition for a lot of people. You know, going to the airport without a paper ticket in your hand, oh my God, that seems unbelievable. But it turned out to be just, I think, an early signal of many more technological innovations that were going to come over the years. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, business travel is a people industry, but it's heavily powered by digital innovation. And another key moment probably was the advent of the online booking tools. That really changed the way people book travel and the way they travel. You know, you also talk about all the different disruptive events we've been through, events like 9/11, the financial crisis, the ash clouds of 2010, you know, those all had a huge impact on our business. You know, I remember during the ash clouds, I'll never forget the way our BCD colleagues around the world pulled out all the stops to get our clients back home. I mean, it was literally trains, planes, and automobiles. That was really the only answer. And who knows, there was probably even a hot air balloon thrown in there somewhere where someone had to get home and that was the only route, but it was a crazy time. And at BCD, you know, the ash clouds also prompted us to create a dedicated global crisis management team, which has been a huge asset for BCD. And of course, I'd be totally remiss if I didn't talk about the elephant in the room, the pandemic. You know, we all know COVID threw the entire industry literally upside down overnight. But at the end of the day, it also proved the true value and resilience of our industry. You know, for BCD and probably for many of our peers, it's been a time for us to clarify our purpose, recommit to the value that we provide to our travel buyers, and build forward to meet a new normal that's never going to stop changing.
If there's ever been a perfect time to talk about successes, this is it. So what are you most proud of in terms of successes? What stands out to you?
You know, probably one that really hits my radar was back in the late 1990s. I think it was 1998, to be exact, was when we acquired BTI Americas. That was really what put BCD on the map, if you will. We were really just sort of a small regional travel company. And we acquired a company that was twice our size, BTI Americas, and they were losing, if I remember, $10 million a year, which was more than we made. So it was a huge, huge sort of bet all the chips kind of move for BCD. But we, you know, as I'll say multiple times on this podcast, we have the best people in the industry, and we had them back then, and we integrated that acquisition, turned it around, and within a year, we're making money on that acquisition. So that was one that, without a doubt, was a huge milestone for BCD. I think another big one was back in 2006 when we launched the BCD Travel brand. You know, that was the time when we brought together the strength of three amazing travel management companies to create what we think is a global powerhouse at BCD. You know, the TQ3, the travel company, and what was then, I guess, World Travel Partners, I believe at the time, to integrate into one brand, BCD Travel. And, you know, that was really in response to a lot of our customers, you know, who had told us, you know, we had a great thing going with our old partner, Hogg Robinson, out of the UK. They sort of managed Europe and Asia. We managed all the Americas. But a lot of our customers, especially our big customers in the Americas, were telling us, we want one entity to deal with. We don't, you guys have done well with this partnership, but we want BCD to own the globe and to own the markets. And that was when we made the very tough decision to split ways with our partner, Hogg Robinson, and form BCD and do the acquisitions and bring those three companies together. So without a doubt, tough times in many ways of making that decision, but probably one of the best decisions that we've made over the course of time at BCD, because it really put us on the map globally. And as you guys know, over time, we became one of the top three and big players in the industry as a result of that move. So that for sure is one. You know, some other things, you know, man, being recognized 10 times in the past 13 years by the readers of Beat, receiving platinum rating from our sustainability efforts from EcoVadis for 3 years in a row also means a lot. You know, it puts us in the top 1% of all the companies that they assess across the globe. Another one probably being our incredible track record of client retention. We've achieved over 95% client retention for more than 10 years in a row. I mean, that's just phenomenal. And again, speaks to the incredible job being done by all the BCD employees across the globe. You know, the list goes on and on, but those are really a few notables that sort of popped to the top of my head.
And I assume you've been able to participate in some pretty incredible opportunities and events as well. Have there been any moments where you said to yourself, wow, I can't believe I'm standing here?
We could do a 45-minute podcast if I reviewed all the things I've been so blessed and fortunate to do over the years. I mean, that, you know, one thing I love about this industry, we work hard, but we like to play hard too. And that, I think, shows through. If I go through the list of things that come to mind, I mean, you know, you got some of the more serious ones, like, you know, meeting former presidents and actors and actresses backstage at GBTA. Those were big moments. Being able to be involved in some incredible fundraising events like Celebrity Ski for Cystic Fibrosis. You know, visiting the school that we built in Haiti many years ago. I mean, wow, that was an incredible experience. Maybe some more personal things, like standing on the number one tee box at Pebble Beach. You know, not everyone gets to do that. I'm actually going to go this weekend, and so I'm doubly fortunate to be doing that pretty soon again. Or Sunday afternoon at Augusta National with some of our friends in the industry. Attending the Grammys or People Choice Awards in LA. Being part of new aircraft deliveries all around the world. I mean, so many special trips with our travel buyers and customers. I mean, again, the list goes on and on. But again, the best thing about this industry, we work hard, but we also know how to play hard. So it's been a great run.
John, what are you going to miss the most after you retire?
Oh, man, that's the easiest question that you've asked. That's really a no-brainer. It's the people I've been so lucky and fortunate to lead and work with for so many years. You know, I've always said my goal as BCD's leader was to never be the smartest person in the room. And I push myself and my leaders to hire the best and the brightest in the industry. And as a result, for the last 35 years, I've been fortunate to learn from the best and the brightest, because we have them at BCD, and they've taught me a lot over the course of my career. I'm going to miss the way that they've inspired me and challenged me to be better. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're not just my colleagues. They're my friends and part of my family. So it means a lot to me. I'm going to miss them dearly. But they can be rest assured I'll be watching from the sidelines and keeping a close eye on them. And, you know, it's just been always great, because they've always pushed BCD and me to be better and to aim higher. And I know they'll continue that even as Stefan comes in. It's a great group, and they're very inspirational.
So let's talk about your successor, John. Starting July 1st, we have a new CEO. Stefan is not a stranger to BCD. You could say he's got BCD blood in his veins. So for our listeners that don't know Stefan personally, could you tell us a little bit about him?
You know, he has a strong background prior to travel in the telecommunications and oil and gas industries, but he's also got a pretty strong background in travel. So, you know, even with telecommunications, oil and gas, I think that's important, because those sectors, just like travel, are areas where clients need to see change constantly and where technology innovation is a must have. So I think that, you know, feathers in very well and very strong with travel. But as far as Stefan, we worked together for many years when he was BCD's global CFO. And I've stayed in close contact with him over the last 5 years when he led John Van Vlissingen's private investment company. So we haven't lost touch over that time. And, you know, even in the time when he was my CFO, in the early days when I became the CEO, we spent a lot of time on planes and BCD travel offices together. So I know him quite well. And, you know, I got to tell you, those trips showed me two things about Stefan. Number one, he's much better about sleeping on planes than I am, which will be really important in this new role because he'll spend plenty of nights on planes. But Stefan also enjoys interacting with people, and people are really, people really enjoy interacting with him as well. So I think, you know, people can sense he's sort of a no bullshit kind of guy who will always try to give him a straight answer. And I think that's pretty important, especially is in our culture at BCD, because, you know, we've always, you know, built the company on transparency and openness and access to senior leadership. So I think that trait will work really well for him. Not to mention, he's got an excellent taste in shoes. I don't know if you guys know this, but his blue suede Oxfords are truly legendary among longtime BCDers. If you haven't seen them, you got to see them. They're really something spectacular.
Most CEO transitions always have a story going on in the background, but you've been pretty upfront about saying that this move will be seamless and easy. What is it about this transition that makes you say, if ever there was a perfect handoff, this is it?
You know, for me, it was super important that I stick around until BCD was well on the road to recovery after the pandemic. You know, you guys know very well, those first few years of the pandemic were really tough. And I didn't want to be stepping out in the middle of all that. Wanted to make sure that we were in a really good place. And we are in a really great place. Our performance during the recovery, quite honestly, has exceeded my expectations. And that's really thanks to the teams around the world who have absolutely stepped up as travel ramped back up. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't without a lot of pain, but our teams really made it happen for our customers and for BCD. And we have the incredible luxury of handing over the reins to someone who actually knows the industry, knows the company, and knows our culture. That is so, so important at BCD. You know, we are a family company, and Stefan has our founder and shareholders' complete confidence, which is going to make his job a lot easier as well. So I really don't think there's a better person to take BCD to the next level and to the next stage of the company's success.
Well, you just mentioned BCD's culture, and I have said it many times, but personally, I think the culture here is so unlike anywhere I have ever worked. It's open, it's inclusive, it's truthful. It's pretty amazing. What advice do you have for those listening about how to build that type of culture that will outlast, you know, even you as a CEO?
Yeah, Chad, that without a doubt is the number one thing I'm the most proud about at BCD is the culture that we've been, and I say we've been able to build. It's surely not me. It's the entire team that has built the culture that has made BCD the great company that it is today. But our culture is really a differentiator for BCD. And it's a culture that's built on trust, transparency, and teamwork. And, you know, those are things that, you know, you have to build over many, many years. It's not something you can build overnight. You know, to establish a strong culture, you really have to identify the values that align with your mission and vision. You've got to articulate them, and then you've got to go live with them from the top down and the bottom up. You know, you have to give people opportunities to recognize others and be recognized themselves for living the values. And the most important thing, you have to protect and care for the culture. You know, it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. If you do that, your culture is going to break down very quickly.
John, last question. What do you hope your legacy is? What do you hope folks remember about your time with BCD?
That word legacy is a tough one. But if I'm honest, we just talked about it. The culture we all built together, that's number one, without a doubt. When I walk away in a week and a half, you know, I've left behind a culture that I can be extremely proud of and that I know the leadership team will continue to grow and accelerate. But I also hope that they remember it as a time of fun, excitement, and growth. I mean, it's been a wild ride. I mean, my 31 years here, I look back and it's just been a blur. But we've always had fun. We've always enjoyed it. And at the same time, we've never lost sight of our core values. And I think that's very important. You know, you got to make it fun, but you got to keep your core values in mind all along the way. An environment where anyone could speak their mind and give their opinion, I think, was ultra important at BCD. If you're not able to do that, the company's not going to grow and expand, and you're not going to take advantage of all the talent that you have across the company. At the end of the day, even in the toughest of times, we always came together as a team. That was the number one thing at BCD. You know, it wasn't me, me, me. It was always a team. You know, we set our sights on being the world's most trusted, innovative, and sustainable TMC. And quite honestly, we push the boundaries of what TMCs can do and the kind of value we can give to our travel buyers. So I hope they remember the challenges we overcame with pride, and again, how we always came together as a team.
Well, it wouldn't be a Connections podcast if we didn't do a quick connect to decompress, but we're going to keep the focus on you this time, John. So Miriam and I are both going to ask you a question, and we want you to blurt out the first thing that comes to mind. Do you have a nightmare travel story? And if so, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do have. I'll never forget it. I got to the airport, and I don't know if all of you have traveled through the airport in Mumbai. And this, if I'm not mistaken, this might have been even the old airport in Mumbai. But I was traveling back to the States. And we had had our 10-year anniversary celebration of our India operation. So had just had a wonderful time with the whole team in India, you know, had a great celebration, but I was enjoying the celebration a little too much. And, you know, they kept telling me I had to get in the car and leave, and I didn't want to leave because I was having such a good time. So when I finally got in the car and left, who would have guessed we had massive traffic getting to the airport. We were only like a mile away from the airport, but we just hit gridlock. And by the time I got to the airport, I don't think I had maybe an hour to try to make my flight. I get into the airport and the air conditioning is out in the entire airport. Now, it was probably 110 degrees Fahrenheit in Mumbai that evening. I was wearing a full suit and tie. I get to what I think is my gate, and unfortunately, it was just to get on the tram to then go out, not the tram, but the bus, to then go out to my plane. And so then I got crammed in with about 200 of my closest friends while I'm dripping sweat from every ounce of my body. And then we finally got to the plane. I got on and I sat down, and there was not a dry spot on my clothing. And I had no change of clothes with me. And I had to sit for what I believe was about a 16-hour flight home in drenched, sweating clothing. So that, without a doubt, was one of my worst travel experiences ever.
Well, final question for you, John, and it's an important one. Do you prefer a window or an aisle seat?
Oh, aisle 100%. Do not pack me into a window seat. I got to have freedom to get up and move around. I can get claustrophobic in those window seats. You got to put me in an aisle. I'm sure I have a lot of funny stories about not getting aisle seats, but we won't get into those. So please don't sit me in a window seat.
Miriam and I are both window folks. So
are you really?
Yeah, oh yeah. I like to sleep, and yeah, she's a nervous flyer.
I'm a nervous flyer, so I need to be very busy in my handbag the whole time. And
I would think if you're a busy traveler, you'd want the aisle so you can get up and move around and have freedom. I mean,
where are you going?
Nothing worse than when you're stuck in a window seat and, you know, the person next to you is eating their meal or something's going on and you can't get out and you're trapped in there. I mean, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, I think this is the epitome of a double-edged sword, John. We are so, so sad to see you go, but we are so excited for you at the exact same time.
Agreed, Chad. And while we'll miss your leadership and vision, we know that Stefan is ready to pick up right where you left off, and we're in good hands for the future. Thank you, truly, for everything, John. Any last messages for us?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. And I do want to really send out a message to all of our, you know, 13,000 plus employees across the globe and just thank them from the bottom of my heart for everything that they've done for me and all that they've taught me over my 31 years with BCD. It's been a very, very special time for me, one that I'll walk away with more memories than any one person should be allowed to have. And it's all because of the great teams that we have all across the globe. So I just really want to thank them for that, for giving me such a special 31 years at BCD. I'll miss them dearly. But thank you guys again for having me today. It's been a lot of fun. But of course, I would expect nothing less from a BCD podcast.
John Snyder, 30 plus years at and leading BCD Travel. Thank you from all of us. If you're a travel buyer, frequent business traveler, or just someone who likes hearing about business travel, be sure to like, subscribe, download, and review the Connections with BCD Travel podcast to stay up to date with new releases and listen to your favorite episodes.
Thank you for connecting with us. BCD Travel helps customers travel smart and achieve more. We make this happen in over 100 countries with a global client retention rate of 97%, the highest in the industry. Learn more about the information you heard today and what BCD Travel can do for you by visiting bcdtravel.com/podcast.